As I walked out the main office door of the prison that morning, I crossed my heart to God with one hand, thanking Him for setting me free again. I could hardly find the words to express how I felt. I calmly walked out the front entrance, made a left, and headed down Gather Street. I took a deep breath, then exhaled, as though I had just completed a long, difficult journey that was long overdue. In my mind, it felt like a dream had just come true, and a much-needed therapy, if you ask me. It was early in the month of August, 1971, on a beautiful, sunny weekday morning. As I walked on, I reminded myself that today I was a free man, taking a moment or two to reflect and reminisce on the splendor and beauty that Mother Nature had provided all around me, the bright rays of sunlight sparkling and beaming down through the trees and leaves of so many different colors. The feeling of being free again had a priceless and special meaning that mere words could never replace. I had just finished my last few months at the work camp when a streak of good luck finally came my way. It was on a blazing hot day. My prison work crew had already been working up on the FAMU college campus for a little over a week, installing a parking lot at the Manpower building, when one day I spotted this beautiful black lady standing out on the balcony with a couple of her female co-workers. They were watching us as we worked down below, sort of just checking us out. A couple of days passed, and then one day, I looked up and saw her standing out on the balcony alone.